Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you from the NovaCare Complex on this absolutely beautiful Thursday here in South Philadelphia. Eagles getting closer to the opening night. We started tonight in the NFL, of course, with the Baltimore Ravens and the Denver Broncos going at it again. Football is here, everybody. Got a great show for you today. We have the coordinator's press conference is coming your way. We got Billy Davis. We got Pat Shurmur. We have Mike Quick coming into studio. We're going to take a live look out at practice in just a little bit as the Eagles going through the paces today wearing shorts and shells. Little work on some of the fine-tuning, if you will, for what they have planned for the Redskins on Monday night. Let's take a look at today's headlines. And to do that, we get it out to the practice field on this warm, warm morning with Chris McPherson.
Specifically at the safety position. On Wednesday, head coach Chip Kelly named Nate Allen the starter at safety alongside of Patrick Chung, but rookie fifth-round draft pick Earl Wolf will see a significant amount of playing time both in the base defense and sub-packages as well. So in fact, you'll pretty much see a rotation at the safety position between the two players. DeSean Jackson spoke very highly of Michael Vick's performance in the preseason. If you remember back in 2010, Monday Night Football at FedEx Field, the first play from scrimmage was Vick connecting with Jackson for an 88-yard touchdown pass, which sparked the 59-28 route of the Redskins. The two hope to rekindle that connection this Monday night in the season opener. Robert Griffin III told reporters yesterday that he is ready to go after tearing the ACL and LCL ligaments in his right knee in January's wild card playoff loss to the Seattle Seahawks. He is not changing the way he's playing the game, and he does not expect any rust once he gets out on the field. From an injury standpoint, cornerback Brandon Hughes, his status is questionable for Monday night's game. Tackle Dennis Kelly with a back injury. He has been ruled out. Coming up later in the show, 94 WIP analyst Mike Quick, legendary former Eagles wide receiver, joins Dave Spadaro in studio to preview the season opener. That's going to do it for today's headlines. Let's send it back to Dave Spadaro.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, as you all know, the Eagles and the Redskins have a storied history, a rich history, a lot of fun games, the body bag game, Randall Cunningham signing a contract and then going out and torching the Redskins. Well, what we like to do each week here is a piece that we call Vantage Point. We talk to some longtime Eagles observers, sometimes some participants as well, in games against their opponents. And the Eagles and the Redskins evoke a lot of memories as we talk about in this week's Vantage Point. A little look at a couple of quarterbacks very much on the mind. Donovan McNabb against Washington. And just a couple of seasons ago, Michael Vick's stellar performance in FedEx Field. A 59-28 victory over the Redskins.
He's looking for Carmichael. He's going to quick. He's going to go. Carmichael's going to have a big field. 45.
He's stopped him again.
There's a rivalry between the Eagles and every team in the NFC East.
Anytime it's the NFC East, it gets ratcheted up a bunch of notches.
Redskins, Giants, and Cowboys.
Personally, I hate the Redskins.
Back goes Doug Williams, hit, sack back at the 30. Eagles pick up the football, running with it downfield. Reggie White, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Reggie White.
Geographically, they're so close. We know a lot of the same people. You know, we, in the offseason, frequent a lot of the same places. That's always going to be a rivalry. It's always going to be a big matchup whenever these two teams get together.
Yeah, when you can hop in the car and be down there in 3 hours and represent your team, that's the best kind of atmosphere there is.
Donovan McNabb, statistically, was the most productive quarterback in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. That's not even open to debate. But early in his career, he had something very, very special. In addition to that strong right arm, he had the ability to carry the ball and be dangerous in the open field.
One of the best plays I've ever seen by a quarterback, one of the best moves in space, making a guy miss, is Donovan against Carrier.
When you think of that game, you think of that play, you think of that image, you think of, as an Eagles fan, all the elements of Donovan McNabb kind of coming together as one.
On first down, McNabb spins, fakes, rolls, looking. He's going to carry across the 20. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's in for the touchdown! McNabb! What a great, great athlete he is!
He weaved his way 21 yards, juking one Redskin after another out of his shoes, dragging people, and then running and plunging into the end zone. It was one of the most brilliant quarterback runs I have ever seen.
I always wanted him to do that more. You know, that game, you saw what he was capable of doing with his feet.
When you put together the all-time Donovan McNabb highlight reel, that play has to be right near the top because that really was special.
If you just joined us, Mike and I have not been drinking. 59-21.
Most memorable Eagles Skins game, without question, was the Monday night game in 2010.
I remember during the week, the Eagles working on this play with DeSean Jackson just outrunning the defense.
The picture that Michael Vick painted with his arm and with his legs, buying time, then throwing the ball on a rope 63 yards to DeSean Jackson, who collects it and then sort of dances halfway to the end zone, untouched by anybody in FedEx Field.
On first down, Vic gives it off to Shady McCoy. No, he's back, and he is looking deep, and it is caught by DeSean Jackson! He's at the 30, at the 20, at the 10! Touchdown!
When they opened that game with that bomb, and you just saw that it never stopped. I think that's when we all had hopes that that kind of connection between Michael Vick and DeSean was going to be magic. And that night it was.
I literally did a pregame show over in New Jersey, drove across the bridge. By the time I got back to the station, I think the Eagles had put up 3 or 4 touchdowns.
Eagles were about to go up 35-0. I have never seen anything like this.
Right there that night, what Michael Vick was brought here for was put on full display.
Marty Morningwig, and I can say it now because Marty's not here, he says, I can't stand Daniel Snyder so much, I wanted to get over 60.
It was a lot of fun to watch, and I love defense, but when a team is just pounding a team and they happen to be the Washington Redskins, it was quite enjoyable.
There is the record. The Eagles have now gained more yards offensively than they have ever done in their history.
I've never seen an offense function like that ever. That was just, I smile thinking about that game.
That one stands alone as just a showcase, really, for the return of Mike Vick as literally a primetime player in the National Football League.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Now, for the 11th year in a row, one Philadelphia hospital has been ranked by U.S. News & World Report as one of the nation's best for orthopedic excellence. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The streak continues. The new U.S. News & World Report rankings are in. And of the top 10 hospitals ranked best in orthopedics in the nation, only one is in Philadelphia. This one, Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger and Ike Reese and Mike Quick.
Here's a guy that showed up time and time again. Love the way D'Amico Ryans keeps his shoulder square to the line.
When you've got an offensive line, the caliber of guys you're talking about, you've got athletes at the offensive line position.
They must practice all week with great discipline in order to defend Cam Newton.
What I like for Brandon Graham right here is his ability to convert speed to power.
That's good, solid football right here.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Like most of you, I grew up a passionate Eagles fan. Sundays during football season meant food, family, and fun, screaming at the TV for just about every play. But unfortunately, there are too many families throughout our region that struggle every day just to get by. And I'm proud to know that Eagles Youth Partnership is helping to serve more than 50,000 kids each year. Now, when you support EYP, you support not only your team, but also your community.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro with you here at the NovaCare Complex. The Eagles on the practice field. We'll take a look at that and what they're doing out there getting ready for the Redskins. Great piece, that fantasy, or the Vantage Point piece. Just brings back a lot of memories. Reggie White outrunning the entire Washington Redskins offense, among other great moments in this rivalry. We've got Pat Shurmur talking about the offense. Big challenge. Working against an outstanding Redskins defense with Brian Arakpo back on the field. How do the Eagles eliminate the mistakes that have plagued this football team the last couple of seasons? We throw it out to the media tent, offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur.
Well, we expect them to play well, you know, and I think as a unit, for the most part, we've had guys in and out of the lineup through training camp, which is typical. But when they're in there playing together, they've done a good job.
Is Barbary your first guy off the bench?
We'll see how that plays out, but he's one of the guys that most likely will be active. So we'll decide. You know, when you have an injury or you have to fill in, you only keep seven or eight up. So we'll have two or maybe three guys that would fill in if we have an injury.
He can play guard, though, even though he kind of...
He can play guard and tackle, yes.
You guys see as Tobin, even though you're working out a tackle all year, all camp, as someone who can play guard right off the bat, or...?
Yeah, he's been working mostly at tackle, but anybody that's up game, it's all hands on deck. So, there may be a combination of guys in there where either one of those two guys, if they're the seven, mm-hmm. in the seven, would have to play guard or tackle.
Do you get them, as you practice this week, do you get them at all reps at guard just to make sure that...
They're always getting reps at the positions that they might play, for sure.
Okay.
Yep,
very
sure.
We haven't seen much out of him.
Yeah. No, he's doing a good job, and most likely he's going to be active, and we'll use him. The one thing about our roster, I think, on offense, anybody that's active is preparing to play the whole game, and so we'll just have to see how many of the position or the personnel groups that we use involve him. But he's done a good job. He's very multiple. He can play our Y spot. He can play our A spot, and he's done a good job. Yeah, he's involved. Yep.
Would you say Zach's ahead of James on the depth chart at this point?
No, I think you have your starter, and then you have guys who are role players. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. When you have a player like Deshaun, and obviously very explosive playmaker, his touches throughout his career have gone down. How important is that to you guys to make sure he gets his touches and gets the ball?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't compare anything that he's done. Going back, I think what we got to do is look at what his production will be like as we move forward. And, from when we first got here and started implementing our plan and our process, he's done an outstanding job as far as learning what to do. He's really bought into all the sports science and getting himself ready to go physically and mentally. And we anticipate he's going to have a good year. And typically that means touching the ball.
A lot of guys have talked about this offense in the preseason has been vanilla. We haven't shown everything. How much are you looking forward to Monday night to kind of unleashing this Chip Kelly offense? It's supposed to be dynamic.
I think we've shown components of our offense, in the preseason. Nobody plays a full game and does everything that they're going to do. I'm excited to play a game. I feel like our players have trained themselves well. We've got, a couple more days here before we play where we got some things we got to touch up on. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to, it'll be new for me in terms of watching our offense work through a whole game and the effect it may have on the defense.
Pat, what will be the signature of this offense? What will people come to think of this offense in terms of?
Well, I'll let has answered that once you see it. You know, I feel like, you know, we want to put on the field an offense that's able to be efficient but also dynamic. And, you know, let's face it, we need to score more points than our opponents. And so that's what we're trying to do. I think that's really going to be that might be a better question from me to you, you know, once you see it. You know, we feel like we know how it's going to look, but, you know, how it gets implemented will be a game-by-game thing.
Taking injuries is part of things that he taught. Do you almost go in expecting teams to try to do things like that?
Well, you know, offenses play the way they play, and then defenses try to defend. And so there's strategies and tactics to everything that happens in the game, whether it's obvious or not. So, yeah, I mean, we're aware of what gets said and what gets talked about, but we can't really control that. We just got to, you know, try to put our players in a good position to make plays and then do what we want to do.
There isn't much defending and lying on the ground pretending you're hurt.
Well, we'll just see if it happens. You know, and then if did we know it? I don't know. It sounds like it was confirmed by some of the comments that are made nationally, but we can't worry about it. We can't worry about it.
That, you know, if defense was maybe faking an injury or taking their time to slow your offense?
I don't know that. You know, to this point, it hasn't displayed itself in our situation, and so that we can only go by what we see. We try to plan for contingencies and. We'll just deal with it when it happens.
And defense coordinators have an off season in the summer to kind of try to figure out an answer to the read option. What do you think you're going to see from the defenses this year with respect to that?
Well, I mean, it's a portion of what we do, but we can do it a bunch, or we can go a game or two games and not do it at all. So, but there are ways that you control it, how you handle the edges and the perimeter. But we also have our answers as well. So we'll just kind of watch and see how teams play us. We don't want to be on our heels. You know, we want to be able to play fast. And if there's things that they're doing, then we have within our system ways to deal with it.
Do you expect defenses to, there's been a lot of talk about the best way to deal with the read options, to get the quarterback as often as possible and swayed offenses from running.
I don't know. Since offenses don't show everything they're going to do in the preseason, the same can be said for defenses, and so we'll just have to respond.
Is the key for you guys, if you're running the read option, the fact that you guys read a different defender, not always the same guy, not always good, does that make it tough for them to figure out, to try to take that one part out of the game, you know, and make the adjustments?
Yeah, I think it's important that you do your multiple, regardless of what your scheme is, you got to be somewhat multiple, and then if you're something you're doing all the time, then you got to have answers when they defend it in certain ways, and so we all have that built in.
What is your impact? I mean, you know, Chip's offense and the read option and what he did at Oregon, that's not really what you did as a coordinator or a head coach. So when you're in the meeting room and you're coming up the game plan, what's your
well, impact? I would like to think that I function like any offensive coordinator. You know, I run the meetings. I help coach put a plan together that he feels comfortable calling. And, you know, function in practice like any offensive coordinator. Have ideas that I interject. And then on game day, I try to support him and his decision-making and play calling from the box with things that I see.
Does so, Chip lead on you a little bit differently than Andy did because of you have more experience in the NFL than he does?
I don't know. I think that's a better question for Chip and Andy.
All right, that is Pat Shurmur, Eagles offensive coordinator. We'll hear from Bill Davis, defensive coordinator, a little bit later on in the show. We want to hear from you as well. Eagles and the Redskins coming up, and, you know, football means time to tailgate, time to get your tailgate game in order. And our good friends at Amoroso's are going to come by with a little suggestion for you that we feature on the website, that we feature every Thursday here on Eagles Live as well. Coming up, Mike Quick, former Eagles All-Pro wide receiver, currently the color analyst on the Eagles Radio Network. He needs no introduction, but he talks a little bit about Michael Vick, about the Eagles offense, and about the big one that starts the season on Monday night. We're coming back on Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Caramel mocha.
Caramel almond.
Caramel turtle.
That would have been awkward.
With Dunkin's caramel iced coffee flavors, there are more ways than ever to love caramel. Try the new caramel coconut today. America runs on Dunkin'.
When you experience something great, you want to share it with everyone. That's why more customers recommend Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Countless reasons, one choice. That's powerful. Verizon.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Let's get it.
You're getting ready to go have some fun, man.
We did it, man. Couldn't ask for anything better. I'm so fortunate to be here to the Eagles.
There's no better feeling than walking into this stadium knowing that and all these people are here to support you.
There he is.
Great to meet you.
Great to meet you.
That's pretty awesome.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Gold Rush, with 15 top prizes of $300,000. It's kind of fun to make a splash. Keep on scratching.
Grandma, your biscuits are the best.
No, these are from Dunkin'.
Granny!
I have a life, you know. That's for me.
Dunkin's new chicken biscuit sandwich is a tender chicken filet on a Southern-style biscuit. Grab one for $2.99 today. America runs on Dunkin'.
All right, we welcome you to the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Mike Quick, former All-Pro wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, currently radio analyst along with Merle Reese. Listen to him on Monday night. Opening game, Monday Night Football, great stage. Do you get fired up for Monday Night Football, Mike?
What?
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, well, you know, I get excited about all these games, but, you know, it's a fresh new season. It's Monday Night Football. The preseason's over. It's for real. This is great stuff. I love this time of year.
Doesn't 2012 seem like a million years ago?
That was a long, long time ago. You know, it's been, to me, a long off season, but I think a very, very productive off season. And you know, we'll start to see the fruits of it all on Monday night.
Do you feel like you know what this team's all about?
Somewhat, but I just don't know how far this team is going to go. Watching what they've done this summer, it gives you a lot of excitement, a lot of optimism, because you see where this team could possibly go.
Yeah, and the way it happened in the summer, Mike, so unconventional.
Yeah.
We kind of sit there and watch and say, wow, boy, they don't hit. That's a whole lot different. Look how fast they're. And then you see how it all comes together in games. And that's the exciting thing.
Well, and times are changing. So the way you do things should change, and that's what's happening. It's not the way that, you know, we conventionalists saw the game. It's gone in a different way. And I think it's going in a good way. I like the up-tempo. I like the speed of the game that's starting to take place in the National Football League. All of these things I think are good.
So the Washington Redskins have been sitting there for months and months and months hearing about the up-tempo, preparing for the up-tempo.
Yeah.
Now it comes down to game time. Will they really be ready to defend an offense that is going to be rush, rush, rush to the line of scrimmage?
Well, I think the Redskins have their version of the way they run up tempo, and they'll prepare for it this week. And most teams, they're going to prepare for it the week that they play against this team. The difference is this team, they do it every day. They work at it every day. They prepare for it every day. So to me, that's going to be the difference in the third quarter and in the fourth quarter, the fact that this is what they do. This is how they operate every single day.
Mike, this all comes down to the quarterback in a lot of cases.
Yes.
Michael Vick going to be asked to do a lot of things differently than he's done in the past.
Yep.
Can you teach a veteran new ways on the field?
Well, it's football still. It's not so many new ways. And I think the system really lends to the skill set of Michael Vick. You know, there's a lot of misdirection going on where you'll get the team, the defense going one way, and you get the numbers that you want going back the other way. You get the situation that you want going back the other way. There's a lot of movement for Michael Vick. There's a possibility of many options on almost every play. So when you have all these options, when you make it simple so that it's easy to read, and you just have to be able to count the numbers on the right side of the center, numbers on the left side of the center, they make a difference in where you're going to go with the football. To me, it's simplistic but genius at the same time, the way this offense is set to run.
And yet we talk about it being simple. It seems to me that the way the roster's configured, there could be some complexities with some of the personnel packages. We could see some heavy tight end packages. We could see some wide receivers in places that we haven't seen them before.
You're going to see some formations that you've never seen before, because that's what this offense will bring you. Lots of different personnel groupings, lots of different formations. You know, I don't think you ever saw a double stack around here where you've got – and sometimes in the double stack, it's not just wide receivers. Mm-hmm. It could be tight ends. It could be running backs. So you're going to see a variety of things that teams haven't seen that they'll have to prepare for. And when you're going through your week of preparing for this team, there's so many elements that you have to prepare for. You're going to leave some things out because that's just the nature of it.
Yeah, Mike, when you look at the defense here, it's RG3 and the running game against Bill Davis's group. And it's been up and down in the preseason. We haven't seen a lot of what Bill wants to do. Your expectations for week one?
Well, I think the Redskins are a dynamic offense. You know, it's a zone stretch team, and they're very good at that. They've got a very good offensive line. So that, to me, is the big job, the job that Billy Davis has to make sure that his guys, his defense, are in the right place. And for the defense, they have to be good tacklers, because it's a very good set of running backs that they have down there. They have to be very good at tackling the football.
What do you do with this guy? If you're a defensive player, what do you do when you see number 10 on the field?
I think you try and keep him inside the tackles. When he starts to get outside, I think that's when he's most dangerous. But, you know, if they're going to run the read option with him, I think you got to hit him. I think you got to take as many shots on RG3 as you possibly can. As a defensive guy, on that side of the ball, you want to hit this guy. He's just coming back off of his surgery, off of his injury, hasn't played at full speed, and I think that may be a problem for him early in the football game.
3 games in 11 days to open the season. I think that's a pretty fair test early in the year. And I think by that time we'll know a lot about it.
That's just not fair.
Yeah,
no.
I know.
3 games in 11.
But if you're doing it, do it early in the season,
or
right?
12 days. Yeah, if you're going to do it now. Get it over with. But I just think it's very difficult to put that on any football team.
Well, hey, you know what? Chip Kelly likes to move fast. He likes to play his games fast. He's got a schedule. Get his schedule out of the way fast. Why not?
Well, it's you need recovery time. And that's a big thing. You know, they bought in the whole science aspect to this football club. And guys are realizing the importance of the recovery time. And it's very important. Your body goes through a lot during the course of the week, and particularly during the course of a football game with all the collisions that you endure. So you really need that recovery time. And having 3 games in a span of 12 days doesn't give you the time to recover.
Well, game one on Monday night. Make sure you watch it on ESPN. Turn the sound down. I know you do already.
Good idea.
And listen to Merrill and Mike. Mike, another great season. Have a fun one, man.
Let's do it.
Thanks for joining us in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Now, for the 11th year in a row, one Philadelphia hospital has been ranked by U.S. News and World Report as one of the nation's best for orthopedic excellence. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The streak continues. The new U.S. News and World Report rankings are in. And of the top 10 hospitals ranked best in orthopedics in the nation, only one is in Philadelphia. This one, Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
We'd love to hear what you think about the X1 platform. Give me something to search.
Mindy Kaling.
Sure, let's do that.
Awesome. It's everything me all in one place.
Check this out. This is great. What should I watch?
The Mindy Project.
Okay, I wasn't even asking you. The X1 recommends things based on stuff I've watched. So.
The Mindy Project.
Okay, you can search by genre if you... If
Mindy
you
Kaling cute. Okay, I'm just gonna take this. Mindy Kaling sexy.
Recommendations, search, and voice control, all part of the X1 platform, your entertainment operating system, only from Xfinity.
What celebrity do you get mistaken for?
Oh, well, this will be Napoleon Dynamite for sure.
You don't want to get an animal into a camera shot with you because you have no idea what they're going to do. Right. It seems to me like you haven't been in the league that long, and yet now you're the old man. Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
What do you miss about football?
Besides the paycheck?
You probably would have got smoked, Doc.
Bam!
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Welcome back, Eagles Live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Time for your phone calls, 215-339-6709. Eagles, Redskins coming up. And we will take some predictions if you'd like to throw them out to us. And the winner, of course, will receive, as usual, a nice piece of Eagles merchandise. Autographed, in fact. 215-339-6709. Eagles getting ready to go later in the show here. We'll hear from Bill Davis, the Eagles defensive coordinator. And let's be honest, it's a work in progress. And the challenge for the Eagles defense this week, going against an experienced Washington offense, a lot of cohesiveness over on that side of the football for them. What about for the Eagles? A new coach, a new scheme, and a lot of new starters. And that is going to be a challenge for Bill Davis. We'll hear from him in just a little bit. Right now, we understand that one of the big parts of an NFL season is your fantasy football team. And so we want to give you our weekly fantasy spin. Bo Wolf with Joe Dolan from FantasyGuru.com. Week one, fantasy spin.
Well, it's another season on the verge, and it's another fantasy season here. Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com with our man, the fantasy spin man, Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. And Joe, let's talk about the prospects for the Eagles fantasy players, starting with LeSean McCoy, a guy who was a stud 2 years ago. Not only is he healthy, but he gets Jason Peters back.
That's huge, but I think the bigger addition, Bo, is Chip Kelly to this offense. And the fact that Chip Kelly is the guy ran the hell out of the ball at the University of Oregon. And while I think he's going to expand his concept in the NFL, because he has to, he's still going to run the ball a ton in Philadelphia. LeSean McCoy is behind the single most athletic offensive line in the NFL, and he's looked fantastic in the offense in the preseason. We've had people talking to us who are taking him as high as number two behind Adrian Peterson in their drafts, and I tend to think he was the top half of the first round type of pick by the end of the preseason. That's how high people are on LeSean McCoy, and I'm pretty confident he's going to have a huge year if he stays healthy.
Now, when you stick with the running backs, does that mean that Bryce Brown has some standalone value aside from being a handcuff for McCoy?
Absolutely. Bryce Brown, I think, actually is a little more vertically explosive than LeSean McCoy is. And while LeSean McCoy has the lateral agility, Bryce Brown can really exploit the defense on those power plays and those sweeps that Chip Kelly is known for at Oregon. I think Bryce Brown, as a number three running back in a deeper league, has a shot to be a big time flex type of player. And if LeSean McCoy were to go down, as Bryce Brown showed last year, I think he could be a number one fantasy running back.
Well, you talk about the explosive offense and all the running plays we're going to see. What does that mean for Michael Vick? And if you were able to get him in a draft before he was named the starting quarterback, that's pretty good value.
Yeah, he was a good value, but I still think players were a little bit scared of Michael Vick's injury history. And the fact that he essentially came out this offseason and said, I'm not going to try to change the way I play. I'm just going to play the way I know how. He's going to be aggressive. He's going to be a little bit reckless. But I think Chip Kelly has rejuvenated Michael Vick, Bo. And right now, he is a number two fantasy quarterback with significant upside at a position that's pretty deep. So if you were able to back up a Matthew Stafford with Michael Vick or even Robert Griffin with Michael Vick, I think you've got legitimate upside at the quarterback spot.
On the outside, obviously, the Eagles lost Jeremy Maclin. What does that mean for DeSean Jackson? And do Riley Cooper or Jason Avant become fantasy relevant?
I'm not going to worry about Riley Cooper or Jason Avant just yet, but I think DeSean Jackson, what's particularly interesting about him is I think Chip Kelly, I have a hunch that he's going to use him a little bit differently or significantly differently than Andy Reid used him. Andy Reid really kind of deployed DeSean Jackson as a deep threat and just a shot play type of guy by the end of his tenure in Philadelphia. And I think Chip Kelly knows that DeSean Jackson is a playmaker with the ball in his hands. DeSean Jackson might get the ball a lot on those bubble screens, those rocket screens that Chip Kelly is fond of, and get the ball in his hands closer to the line of scrimmage in space where he can make defenders miss. We know DeSean Jackson's an elite punt returner when he gets the opportunity to go back there. So why not use those skills offensively a little bit more than Andy Reid did?
Finally, at tight end, which is not a very deep position in fantasy this year, the Eagles have three guys. Does that mean we can't trust any of them, or is there one guy that you have your high on?
Well, I wasn't trusting them at draft time. I really wasn't feeling comfortable enough with any of the Eagles tight ends to draft them, but I'm absolutely keeping my eye on them because the position is not deep, and I think a lot of fantasy players are going to be mining the waiver wire all year for a relevant tight end. If Brent Celek comes out and shows that he's a pretty darn good, reliable PPR option, I could see him in the first couple weeks being a popular waiver wire guy. But if Zach Ertz shows the vertical explosion that he showed at Stanford and becomes a big-time receiver for the Eagles down the seam, I think he's going to be a guy that by the end of the year could be in starting lineups for some playoff teams.
I do think Ertz will make some moves in the red zone for the Eagles this season. Quickly, around the rest of the league, very quick, any guys at other positions who you think are undervalued at the beginning of the season?
Well, I think people at the quarterback position are undervaluing Sam Bradford a little bit. I think the St. Louis Rams have built this offense really with a lot of weapons to help out Sam Bradford. The offensive line, even though they added Jake Long, is a little bit of a question, but I think the spread offense is going to be a huge focus for the Rams, and I think it's going to be really comfortable for Sam Bradford. I have him as a high-end backup quarterback.
All right, well, good stuff from Joe Dolan. Expect much more of that throughout the season here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. You can follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan and listen to him on XM 87, Sirius 210.
Well, guys, I just wanted to let you know I have officially retired from fantasy football. Too many years out of the playoffs, I got to be honest with you. All right, let's go to some phone calls, some predictions, some talk about the Eagles and the Washington Redskins. We begin in North Carolina with Eugene, who joins us here on Eagles Live. Hey, Eugene.
Hey, Dave, man. How you been doing, man? It's been a while since I talked to you.
How you doing? Welcome back.
Wonderful, wonderful, man. Hey, good. Way to go to beat them Panthers, man.
Oh, yeah. Showing
the ropes.
Preseason, you're bragging about preseason rights down there, huh?
I was still, everybody in Carolina still bragging about that, man. Nice. Trying to show Cam how it's supposed to be done.
Okay, all right. A little beat down of the Panthers. So what do you think on Monday night here?
Man, I know for a fact, man, we got to take it back to 2010, man. I mean, you know, the Redskins, they would never get their face back after the beating that we put on them like that. But I know Vic feel real comfortable. You see him in the pocket. You could tell that he's going to have a wonderful year this year.
Well, if there is a pocket, yes. I mean, the goal is to have a pocket. Now, I would expect the Redskins to put a lot of pressure, or at least try to put a lot of pressure on Vic, try to make him force some throws, bad decisions, etc. Remember that game against the Redskins in 2010, play action to start the game, touchdown pass to DeSean Jackson. Let's see if the Eagles come out throwing. We could always kind of count on them throwing the ball early with Andy Reid and Marty Morningweg as the architects of that offense. Eugene, give me a prediction for Monday.
Man, I know for a fact that the Eagles is about, they're going to beat them, man. It's going to be, I'm going to say 31-21. I mean, that's what I'm seeing. And another thing is that, you know, I like what Michael Vick said. He said that, I mean, in that 2010, when he threw the ball, he said he thought he overthrew him. But DeSean Jackson got so much speed, man. He caught that ball, and I think that there's a lot of confidence in Jackson and Vic. That's why they brought Vic back this year.
Oh yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Eugene. Listen, they brought Michael Vick back this year for a number of reasons. The skill set. I mean, Chip really speaks highly of Michael's skill set. The landscape when you look around the NFL at that time, where were you going to get a quarterback? And when you all these teams at that time in search of quarterbacks, well, Kevin Cobb's in Buffalo. You know, the Arizona Cardinals have Carson Palmer. I mean, the quarterbacks who were on the move in the offseason, not a great crop. So the Eagles felt, hey, let's keep Michael Vick here. Let's take a look at him. And let's see if he can win a football job, a starting job here. And he did. All right, let's go up to New York and talk to the Zompster Zompy joining us here on Eagles Live.
How about those birds, baby?
Zompy, you ready to go, buddy?
Yes, sir, I'm ready to go and very excited, optimistic, just ready to unveil these 2013 Eagles, baby. Let's go, baby.
What? Tell me about Monday night, Zomp. Give me a prediction.
Oh, man, prediction. I'm going to say 27-21 birds. I just want to see, you know, what can we say? I don't know what to say about the defense. I mean, to me right now.
What you want to say about the defense. You're concerned about the defense, right?
I am. I mean, offensively, first of all, we all know Chip Kelly, you know, he's an offensive guru, this and that, but he has to prove it in the NFL. But I'm more, like I said, concerned with the defense. The defense, to me, it's like, can we create pressure up front? Can Trent Cole drop back into coverage? Who's going to be, you know, are we going to constantly win or die by the blitz? Is Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher, can we rely on them at corners? Safety's an issue. You know, it's a lot of questions. I mean, I'm optimistic. I hope all the best. But, you know, this is a very good test against a very good offensive team like the Washington Redskins. And, you know, I actually want RG3 playing because it'll show where we're at. And if he's anywhere near 100%, we'll see where the defense is at,
based on that. Agreed. Thanks, Zompy. Enjoy the weekend,
brother.
All
right, thank you, sir.
Enjoy the weekend.
All right, brother, you too.
You got it. Yeah, I mean, and that's exactly the message that Bill Davis, defensive coordinator, is projecting. We've seen what we saw in the preseason, ups and downs. Not a lot going in the scheme game. Very vanilla. How good is the Eagles' defense? Well, the great test comes on Monday night. They are treating Robert Griffin III as if he is 100%, not as a quarterback coming off a major injury and surgery. I mean, again, it's fairly remarkable that RG3 is doing what he's doing, or at least expects to be doing, 9 months after surgery. Pretty amazing. The world has changed medically. All right, Gary in Southwest Florida joins us here on Eagles Live. Gary, how are you?
Great, Dave. How about you?
Great, thank you.
Hey, you know what I was thinking? Do you think we should spy on this RG3 this week? I mean, we have some pretty electrifying inside linebackers, especially the kid, that second-year kid. And secondly,
I'd rather blitz RG3, okay? I'd rather maybe blitz and play a mush rush underneath. You can't let him sit back in the pocket. I don't want to take somebody out of the defensive game plan to spy. I personally think, Gary, that the biggest challenge for the Eagles, and there are a lot of them here, is stopping the running game. And yeah. Alfred Morris, I think that is the... If I'm Mike Shanahan, I'm not going to expose RG3. When he drops back, get rid of the football. I'm not going to run a lot of read option to give the Eagles a chance to hit the quarterback. That's
yeah, we
me.
Might see a little bit different RG3 in this first game than has been shown, you know, over last year.
Well, we'll see.
Hey, how about when Vic drops back and what I'm reading this week is that they want to defend the spread end pressure with, I guess it would be the blitzing of the cornerbacks on both ends.
Yeah.
Do you think that we're prepared for something like that?
That's where it's going to come from. Look, we've seen for 2 years here, pressure off the edge, Gary, blitz packages that get into the pocket and make Michael bail out of the pocket quickly. These are all challenges for him. These have been problems for the Eagles' offensive line. The scheme didn't help. Michael made mistakes. This all has to change right away. The good news is offensive line's a lot better than it was last year or the year before that. Michael
Amen.
Seems very, very comfortable in this offense. The scheme is built to get the football out of his hands quickly. They will run the football. It's not going to be a pass first and run later situation. The Eagles want to run the ball. They've got three very talented backs. So, you know, Gary, look, at 7:10 when the ball gets kicked off in FedEx Field, I know you'll be watching, and we'll have something to talk about here next week.
I love this team. I just hope they love me back.
I hear you, man. Hey, give me a prediction for Monday night.
I like, of course, I never go against the Eagles. I like us 33-24.
Okay. Hey, Gary, thank you very much for the phone call. Love it. 215-339-6709. If we can get one more phone call in, then we're going to go to break. Bill Davis, we're talking about the defense. Bill Davis, defensive coordinator, talks a lot about, obviously, RG3, a lot about his new personnel, his new scheme, and how everything that's happened before this very moment is kind of just a test that the real Eagles defense will start to show on Monday Night Football, Eagles and the Washington Redskins. All right, let's take a quick little break here. When we come back, it will be Bill Davis time, and we'll get to him on the other side here on Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Caramel mocha.
Caramel almond.
Caramel turtle.
That would have been awkward.
With Dunkin's caramel iced coffee flavors, there are more ways than ever to love caramel. Try the new caramel coconut today. America runs on Dunkin'.
When you experience something great, you want to share it with everyone. That's why more customers recommend Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Countless reasons, one choice. That's powerful. Verizon.
Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger and Ike Reese and Mike Quick.
Here's a guy that showed up time and time again. Love the way D'Amico Ryans keeps his shoulder square to the line.
When you've got an offensive line, the caliber of guys you're talking about, you've got athletes at the offensive line position.
They must practice all week with great discipline in order to defend Cam Newton.
What I like for Brandon Graham right here is his ability to convert speed to power.
That's good, solid football right here.
Grandma, your biscuits are the best.
No, these are from Dunkin'.
Granny!
I have a life, you know. That's for me.
Dunkin's new chicken biscuit sandwich is a tender chicken filet on a southern-style biscuit. Grab one for $2.99 today. America runs on Dunkin'.
The NFL season is here, and that means the tailgate season is here, and our good friends at Amoroso's have started a section on the website called Amoroso's on the Menu, and every week we will provide some tailgate recipes for you to get you in the mood to tailgate and to give you the very best recipes featuring delicious Amoroso's bread and rolls. Well, in our debut of this, we've got a whopper of a sandwich here. Take a look at that, baby. It's a half-pound ground beef, half-pound hot Italian sausage, breadcrumbs, egg, minced garlic, Italian red sauce, hot cherry peppers, marinated Italian sweet peppers, and of course, the Amoroso's Kaiser rolls. So I'm going to take a little bite of this. By the way, you can find this recipe in the tailgate section of our fan zone on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and make sure that you pick up a pack of delicious Amoroso's rolls for your tailgate beginning tonight when the NFL season kicks off. All right, before we go to Bill Davis, I'm going to take a little bite of this Whopper. And don't be jealous. Well, it's okay to be jealous. This is going to be yummy. Excuse me for a moment. The roll makes it fantastic. Amoroso's Eagles tailgate rolls for your tailgate. Pick up a pack today. I'm going to finish this sandwich. In the meantime, let's hear from Bill Davis, Eagles defensive coordinator.
We're all trying to hit the guy with the ball. And when you talk about a read option and a quarterback carrying the ball more, well, he's going to be hit naturally more. I don't think there's anything out of the ordinary. I think if you sit in the pocket all day and we hit you from there, you're going to have the normal amount of hits. When you run the read option, if the quarterback, and there's a lot of way to run the read option where they block the guy that would make the quarterback keep the ball, so they can really dictate a little bit on the offensive side how often he actually keeps it. But when you run the read option and he is a ball carrier, he's treated like a ball carrier, he will be hit more often. Simple for the fact of the read option. Now, as far as practicing against it, I think we have a heck of an advantage because we have a whole offseason of watching it, talking about it. It's one thing for coaches to know the answers to stop the read option. When the players understand the options and you get to practice it through the offseason, you feel more comfortable about defending the read option. For instance, last year in Cleveland, when we were about to play RG3, he didn't play that game, but we were preparing for it. It was a whole out-of-the-box thinking of trying to stop this read option as opposed to the conventional NFL. Here, we see it so often, we talk about it more, the techniques are geared for it. We have a little bit of it's still hard to stop, but we have a better familiarity.
I think a lot of the discussion about it is hitting the quarterback after he executes a fake and how far teams will take that this year to go out, to get a hit on the quarterback.
I think he'll be hit more often when they run the read option. But to the degree that it makes them not run it is really in the offensive coordinator's hands and each franchise's opinion on how much in harm's way do they want to put their quarterback.
Phil, back in the spring when you were talking about just getting this defense away from the wide nine toward the 2-gap 3-4 and wherever you're going to land,
you said that September would still be fact-finding mode.
Absolutely.
What kind of feeling do you have?
I'm very anxious for the Redskins to show us who we are and where we are. It is going to be, I don't know what's coming. The truth will be, at the end of that game, we'll know defensively how far along we are. We're coming up against the top rushing offense in the NFL last year, fifth in scoring. It's one of the top offenses out there. They're very talented across the board. They played all 16 games together last year, which is a huge advantage to play in the system. And we have to face that. And we've got to face it using an overhauled defense with new techniques that we've taught. And we learned in New England game, we came out there and tried to get ahead of ourselves and play a little bit above the technique, and it hurt us. And hopefully we'll come out in Monday night and we'll play to the techniques that we've worked the whole offseason on. But no matter what I wish for or what I want, doesn't matter. The game will show us who we are.
As fast as this offense is, what pressure is that going to put on your defense to be in that same shape where
it's a great question. We all, from the very beginning, we've talked in the Eagles locker room and in our meeting rooms defensively about it's not the Philadelphia Eagles offense that is no huddle and up tempo. It's our whole team. The defense has to be in equally great shape to handle the no huddle offense because we're running it. But so we pride ourselves on being in that great condition, and we can no huddle all game. Our defense is just as ready for us to be a 3-and-out or a 3-and-in. And if it's a half a sip of Gator and you have to go back on the field, so be it. That's who we are as a team, and it's a positive, not a negative.
But is there more pressure on you guys maybe than some other teams because you're going so quickly here?
I think pressure comes in how you view it. I really do. And I think the collective mindset in our defensive mind is it's not going to be pressure because it's who we're preparing for. It's what we are preparing for. It's how we're getting ourselves in shape. We're ready for it. I've been on a lot of teams that you're on the sideline trying to get your corrections done and the guy gets some Gatorade and, hey, defense back up, and it's been a negative. I think we've got the mindset right now that it doesn't matter how quick it turn around. This offense could go 3-and-out or 3-and-in and score a touchdown, and we're back out no matter how you do it. So we're ready for it. We talk about it. I think our mental outlook about it is in the right place.
What do you know right now where your best pass rushers are?
I think we'll find out, but I think the guys that have the history of it, the Trent Coles, the Connors, the Brandon Grahams. I think Michael Kendrick has a skill set for rushing a little bit. Cox, Vinnie Curry's got a nice – it's kind of showed itself through their history and their what the stats have shown over the last couple of years. In preseason, we had a couple of nice sack games.
Do you want to get them all on the field at different times? Will we see that?
I think the nature of the defense, if you're active – on a roster, you're probably going to get on the field, especially in the D-line. We've got to, especially when you talk about the no huddle and your group being in shape, I think that's a natural progression of who we are as a team, that the D-line definitely will roll through, and backers, they'll all play. So it'll be a rotation definitely, probably more so than you've seen.
You're playing a quarterback who hasn't played the entire preseason, so you have to emphasize to your team that you're going against this kid who had a great season last year, or a kid who's coming off an injury.
He's done a great job rehabbing from a major injury, and the fact that he's back and starting is a tribute to him. The offense hasn't changed a whole lot. It's got a little different dynamic with him because of his skill set. He's one of the top quarterbacks in the league. With him being healthy, we're preparing for a healthy RG3 and all that comes with it. And that's the only way we can prepare defensively. And I'm sure that if they deem that he's healthy, then he's going to run the offense like they ran it last year and had the success where they win the last seven games of the season run with him running this offense. So we anticipate that what they did well and what they had success with last year is probably what they're coming at us with.
You only have three outside linebackers, and Chip yesterday referenced Connor Barwin as the only one who's a drop backer. So what does that mean for your defense and what your approach is going
to be? He's the one that's dropped the most. We've cross-trained Brandon Graham at that same drop backer, and we've got Casey Matthews for the inside that he can play outside too. So, you know, we've got depth there. It's just not in the roster of outside linebacker spot. We've got Vinnie Curry who could go out and play some aspects of it. So we've got enough of flexibility in the scheme and how we can go in and out of the 3-4 alignment that we, if we were to have something go wrong there or something where we needed some depth, that we could, we're prepared for any contingency. Really, we have a plan for anything that may happen there.
But can you rush Barwin, given that he's your primary drop back guy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The drops that we give the outside backers, guys, are very rarely anything that has to do with vertical. It's all about a 15-by-15 box that they live in. So when you're asking them, it really presents some problems for the offense, too, when they're trying to run the ball and block those guys with receivers. There's a lot of things that go into it. I know when you think of Trent Cole and coverage and everybody thinks about dropping vertically and deep, it kind of, you say, that just doesn't fit, and I understand that. So the things we'll ask them to do are in a smaller box than what you'd ask other linebackers to do, if that makes any sense.
Chip said yesterday that Earl Wolfe would play some safety, and then he said that he thought that he'd play almost as much as Nate. What do you plan on doing at that safety?
Well, Nate's a starter. We named Nate the starter, and we'll roll Earl in as I see fit, really. I'm going to get a feel for it, and Nate will play, and Earl will play. And Earl will get in there, and I want to keep growing him as a young safety. But I think we'll start with Nate and see how that works out, and Patrick will be the other one, and it'll be a rotation basis that Earl definitely will play in the game. How many reps, that'll be a feel by what's happening in the game.
All right, that is Bill Davis, Eagles defensive coordinator, and yeah, we're going to find all these things out, everything we need to know about the Eagles defense and the offense and the special teams on Monday, 7:10 kickoff at FedEx Field. Make sure you tune in to PhiladelphiaEagles.com throughout the day. All of our Eagles Television Network broadcasting will be on the air, the three great shows that the Eagles Television Network does, and you will love our Chip Kelly Telestrator piece. That is the plan show, which airs on Saturday at 12:05 locally on 6ABC, 12:05 a.m. on Saturdays, re-airs Saturday at 11:35 a.m. And then, of course, we will have it for you on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. But there's your lineup. Make sure you check it out. It's going to be a great season ahead. We look forward to the journey with you. When we return, we're going to take a look and a listen to a couple of the Eagles beat reporters in our Cover 2 segment. Bo Wolf hosting, Zach Berman from the Philadelphia Inquirer, Tim McManus from the Fanatic 97.5 here in Philadelphia and Philly Mag. They break down what they think is coming for the Eagles this season. Stay tuned. It's Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Grandma, your biscuits are the best.
No, these are from Dunkin'.
Granny!
I have a life, you know. That's for me.
Dunkin's new chicken biscuit sandwich is a tender chicken filet on a Southern-style biscuit. Grab one for $2.99 today. America runs on Dunkin'.
When you experience something great, you want to share it with everyone. That's why more customers recommend Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Countless reasons, one choice. That's powerful. Verizon.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and the North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
What celebrity do you get mistaken for?
Oh, well, this will be Napoleon Dynamite for sure.
You don't want to get an animal into a camera shot with you because you have no idea what they're going to do. Right. It seems to me like you haven't been in the league that long, and yet now you're the old man. Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
What do you miss about football?
Besides the paycheck?
You probably would have got smoked, Doc.
Bam!
Caramel mocha.
Caramel almond.
Caramel turtle.
That would have been awkward.
With Dunkin's caramel iced coffee flavors, there are more ways than ever to love caramel. Try the new caramel coconut today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Welcome back, Eagles Live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We are live each day of the week at 11 a.m. All right, so 11 a.m. Tomorrow, Chip Kelly speaks to the media. We'll have that for you live. And, of course, stay tuned for our Eagles update this evening, wrapping everything up that happens on this beautiful Thursday in South Philadelphia. What are the Eagles going to do this year? What are the media who cover the team think they will do? Chris McPherson hosting our Cover 2 segment with Zach Berman of the Philadelphia Inquirer, Tim McManus of 97.5, The Fanatic, and Philly Mag. Let's take a look.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to our Cover 2 segment. I'm pleased to be joined in the studio by Tim McManus from Birds 24/7, Philadelphia Magazine, as well as Zach Berman from the Philadelphia Inquirer. And we're going to look into the preview of this Monday night season opener between the Eagles and the Washington Redskins. And gentlemen, and Tim, I'll focus with you on this one first and foremost. What did you learn about Chip Kelly and this Philadelphia Eagles team from the four preseason games?
Well, I learned that the offense got onto the rails pretty quickly and that the defense still has a way to go. And that was kind of the notion coming in, I think, to the season. We know that Chip Kelly is an offensive mind and that the innovations that he'd be bringing to the NFL level would probably be not only exciting but potentially effective. And I think that's what we saw, at least in the small sample that he showed us in the preseason. But the defense is still a work in progress. And so I think that we're going to be seeing a team that obviously is turning over and has a long ways to go. But there is definitely an excitement element that has everybody revved up.
Zach, what are your impressions of the preseason?
Similar to Tim, I think this offense has the potential to be dynamic in certain situations. And that's why Michael Vick should be the starting quarterback, because he brings that element that Nick Foles simply doesn't bring. That being said, the defense is really going to have growing pains this year. As they transition from the wide nine to the 3-4, completely opposite ends of the spectrum, and they frankly don't have the personnel that seems to entirely fit in their desired defense. So they're going to be somewhere in between, and there's going to be growing pains. To win games, they're going to have to outscore teams. It's not going to be these 13-10 NFC East games. It's going to be 30-28 games.
Now, let's talk about Chip Kelly and the offense. And we saw a prolific offense in the preseason. We saw some big-time plays. We saw the Eagles able to move the football. But, Zach, I'll ask you this first. What do you think Chip Kelly is saving for the regular season, and in particular, this Monday night opener?
That's a good question. I think the tempo, what we saw from the Eagles' tempo in the second game and the third game, they show glimpses of it. We're just going to see it on the gas pedal much longer now. So you're going to see how fast they can go for how long. I think what you'll also see is I don't want to call them trick plays, but more personnel groupings that maybe they didn't expose so far. So you might see some guys line up in the backfield who you would ordinarily see split wide. Some guys would be in the backfield, will be wide now. So that's, I think you'll just see more diversity in their scheme than we saw before.
I think with DeSean Jackson in particular, you know, he has been talking this preseason about how he's going to be moved in different spots. He's going to be on the outside 1 minute, that he's going to be in the slot, then he's going to be in the backfield. I mean, that's a wrinkle that I think is going to give defenses trouble, and one that we really didn't see in the preseason. So I think that Kelly is waiting for this Monday night game to really start showing how he's going to be packaging DeSean Jackson, who is, I think, just absolutely critical to the success of the team this year.
Now, Zach, you touched on the defense, and you mentioned that the Eagles are transitioning from the 4-3 to the 3-4. As they prepare for RG3, and Tim, I'll start with you on this one, as they prepare for RG3, who's been cleared to start, is going to be out there for the Washington Redskins, even though it didn't play in the preseason, how do you think this 3-4 defense will be better equipped to defend RG3?
I think the concept of a 3-4 is better for attacking a read option and an RG3 type of quarterback. For the fact that if you have the outside linebackers that are standing up, the different ways that the linebackers can attack, I think that's a better thing overall. In fact, Mike Shanahan was just talking about that today, that in his experience, 3-4s have been tougher to kind of conquer from an offensive perspective. But whether this defense is going to be able to shut down an RG3 or a read option in year one is a completely different story, because these are just new pieces and new places, learning new principles and new techniques. I mean, that is a whole lot to have to overcome in order to be a successful defense in week one, let alone year one.
If you look at Monday's game, and so much attention is rightfully paid to what Robert Griffin III can do with his feet and what he can do with his arm, But what makes him so tough to defend is him in the play action. He's such a good play action quarterback. Alfred Morris is a very effective running back. The Eagles' defensive backfield in the past struggled against the play action. What I want to see is how does the back four, so to speak, how do they do against the play action compared to years past?
All right, last but not least, very quick here, we have to wrap up this segment. Zach, I'll begin with you. What's your prediction for Monday night?
I think a high-scoring game. I'm going Redskins 30-28, so the number I gave before.
I think that the Redskins are going to win, but if you're going to catch the Redskins, this is the time to catch them. RG3 hasn't played a snap in the preseason. There's a possibility that he comes out rusty and maybe the Eagles can steal one, but right now I have the Redskins with a slight win here.
Well, hopefully the Eagles can steal one down in Landover, Maryland at FedEx Field. That's going to do it for our Cover 2 segment. For Zach and Tim, I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
All right, great stuff there, Chris, Mack, and Tim, and Zach. Thank you very much for that, a feature that we'll bring your way every week. Tomorrow we've got Adam Kaplan in studio. We've got live coverage of Chip Kelly, Brian Baldinger stopping by as well. So we're getting it all rolling here as we careen toward Monday night and the first game of this 2013 Eagles season. Make sure you're with us for the Eagles, our kickoff show at 7:30. I'm sorry, it's 6:30 on Monday night. We've got Adam Kaplan in here with Chris McPherson. AJ Feely will join us throughout the night, and that will be inclusive of our PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico. We'll break down some of the big plays from the Monday night game, so make sure you're with us throughout the day on Monday. The Eagles Youth Partnership these last couple of days have had a radiothon in conjunction with 94 Sports Radio, 94 WIP, and it has been a great success. $183,000 raised to help the Eagles Youth Partnership mission. We thank everyone who took part in the radiothon, and we continue to laud the efforts and the work that EYP does in the community every single day. That's a big one, $183,000. Great job for everyone involved there. All right, we thank you so much for joining us today on Eagles Live. Stay tuned tonight. We've got the Eagles update for you. Coverage throughout the day, of course, unsurpassed. Just come to your PhiladelphiaEagles.com 10 times a day. You'll be fine. We thank you for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day. I'll fight for